Other stories now, away from the COVID-19. I don't care if I am removed. That's the defiant message by Auditor General Daniel Yao Domelevo to his critics who are calling for his removal as he works to uncover corrupt acts in the country. The Auditor General has been in the news lately as he faces a suit by Deputy Agric Minister after his report on the Get Fund review. The minister was a beneficiary. The NDC also claims Mr. Domelevo is being witch hunted because of his investigation against Senior Minister Yao Osa for mouth over the $1 million contract he awarded to Kroll and Associates. But as addressing the third regional auditors' biannual conference in the Volta Regional Capital Hall, the Auditor General urged his colleagues to be courageous in the face of attacks as he likened the situation to that of Jesus Christ.
There is no human being who does good who is not attacked on this way. Jesus Christ, who went, in fact, many times when I think about him, I feel happy. Because I'm like, this is somebody who goes and heals. What you should be glad for, they are accusing him. He does good and people are attacking him. So that is what it should be for auditors. If we come to Volta region and they are praising you so much, you are a bad auditor. So we will continue doing our work, and I would like to say we need courage to discharge our work. Be courageous. Nobody will kill you. The only thing which may happen is that you lose your job. It's not the end of life. You may be transferred. That's not the end of life. I've said it several times. We said, we'll remove him like how they removed Charlotte Rosset. I said, who's there again? I don't care. So if today I'm told I'll be removed, that is it. Full stop. Life doesn't end here. When I tell my children, they shouldn't worry. At worst, my father has a lot of farmland. I'll go and farm and feed this country.
You heard there the Auditor General, Daniel Domelevo, speaking to auditors in Ho. But we stay a while longer on him and his case in court, because an Accra High Court will on April 1 decide the fate of Mr. Domelevo. Senior Minister Yao Osafumafu is in court asking that Mr. Domelevo be punished for failing to respond to his case, challenging a $1 million surcharge on him. His lawyers want the court to either impose a prison term or any appropriate sanction against Mr. Domelevo. My colleague Joseph Akable was in court as the case was heard once again today. He joins us in studio with more. So Joseph, we know that the Chief Justice reassigned the case to a new division of the High Court. Which division is this, and what transpired in court today?
And so the case is currently at the Financial and Economic Division of the High Court, specifically in the court presided over by Justice Ifia Asare-Botre. When she heard the case for the first time today, she said that she wants to deal with it expeditiously because of the individuals involved who are public officers and are quite busy. And so she asked the lawyers whether they want to make oral arguments or not. Lawyers on both sides agree that they intend to file written arguments, then the court gives its decision. So she adjourned proceedings to April 1 to deal with the contempt matter. On the other hand of the $1 million surcharge, as to whether it remains or not, she says when they come back on April 1 and she's done with the contempt issue, they can then agree on how to proceed with that case as well.
Well, we're both parties in court today.
Very interesting. Each time they go to court, the senior minister sits, the auditor general is right behind him with his team as well. Oh. So just close to each other, very close. They say hi to each other sometimes.
They talk.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Well, that's a court correspondent, Joe.